props are not always easy to come by on a filming trip. We'd be sitting in the bar, dreaming up a nutty gag for our filming, and someone would say, wouldn't it be great if we could have a nuclear submarine and could bash it over the head with a mallet? The mallet was easy. Get the nuclear submarine, now that might be a little tricky. So we'd improvise and pick up something else instead. I was reminded of this when someone pointed out a clip of Wackaday in South Africa on YouTube. We climbed Table Mountain in Cape Town and spread out a tablecloth. Well, it is Table Mountain, isn't it? And unfortunately, the tablecloth didn't quite fit. I remember that morning we'd sent the researcher off to get her bed sheet. Hey, how about we use this as a tablecloth? And then at the last moment, we found a tablecloth in the restaurant and quietly borrowed it. Hotels are very useful for ad hoc props. It was the Sydney Hotel that kindly lent us an ironing board. We didn't tell them we were going to try surfing on the ironing board, and it came back mangled and bent by the waves. What happened there then? Oh, sorry about your ironing board, we said. My shorts were a bit heavy and it bent. We always needed props on Wackaday, so we became adept at buying rubbish souvenir junk at every stop. I've still got lots of it. The magic carpet from Morocco was a little mat from the market. And the genie of the Wacker lamp in Jordan, it popped out of a giant teapot that sits on the shelf and is admired by everyone. Props that you find or make yourself, they're easy. Props that you ask the props department to get are a different matter. You have to be very, 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 very specific in what you want. If you want a fish tank, for instance, don't just say you want one about this size, because they'll go out and source one exactly the size you demonstrated, and it'll be specially made and it'll cost a fortune. The first Mallet's Mallet, for instance, that was made by the props department to a little sketch we knocked up in a meeting. It came back, pretty much the right size, but so heavy it took several of us to lift it. It's the same size now, but it has got lighter and lighter and lighter with each refurbishment, because it does need regular cleaning and repairing, as you can imagine. It's done several million heads now. My favourite Wackaday prop lives at producer Peter's house. It's the stunning pirate ship we had for the series of pirate Wackadays when we filmed in Cornwall at Land's End and the Scilly Isles. We needed a pirate ship, please. One about so high, and it needs a plank for the pirate to walk the plank into the bowl of shark-infested custard. Righto, said the props department, and they went off to find a specialist pirate ship manufacturer to make one. It arrived on the day. Tall masts and sails painted with the crossed mallets on the pink sails. Intricate individual planking. Several decks. Wonderful rigging. There was even a Captain Timmy with an eye patch and sword. Wow, we said. That's brilliant. Where'd you get that? Ah, said Billy Pond. We set out to have it made. Better look after it. It cost 800 quid. What? Peter went pale. The budget for the year had just been spent. But we've got lots of great shots of it, and at the end of the series, it was quickly put on the office shelf so it wouldn't be chucked away with all the other discarded props. And now TVAM is no more. The pirate ship lives on top of Peter's piano, where it's admired by everyone and is a constant reminder to us all, when you want something done, get a quote first.